Welcome to the Goddesses of Social Work podcast, hosted by Renita Ray Davis, licensed clinical social worker, board-approved social work clinical supervisor, and facilitator of the Goddesses of Social Work supervision community. Join us as we travel through the social work journeys told by the Goddesses of Social Work community members, past and present, as they make their way toward clinical licensure.
On today's special episode of the Goddesses of Social Work podcast, celebrating the 2024 Social Work Month NASW theme, Empowering Social Workers, Inspiring Action, Leading Change, Tierra Sanka, LMSW, has joined the show. Always an advocate for herself and others, today's guest hails from Detroit, Michigan. Now a Georgia transplant, Tierra Sanka is an LMSW who earned both her undergraduate and graduate degrees in social work from Troy University. Tierra has worn a multitude of hats within the macro, meso, and micro sectors of social work during her tenure. As a domestic violence proponent, hero of healthcare, mental health supporter, and self-care fervent, Tierra's social work career is just warming up as she prepares for what the universe has in store for her next. Tierra and her husband, Stephen, co-own Pelleras Green, a plant nursery located in Columbus, Georgia. Aside from her plethora of professional accolades, her most valued role is mother to her two beautiful daughters. Welcome back, Tierra. Super excited to have you on the show again today.
Thank you for having me again.
Of course. I was excited about this conversation. Tierra, the motivation behind this year's social work theme proposed by the NASW, Empowering Social Workers, Inspiring Action, Leading Change, states that the social workers need support to meet the high demand for their vital work and should get higher pay. What has been your experience here with the salary gap within the social work profession? Have you had any experience having to negotiate your salary? And if so, and or not, what advice can you give other social workers who may be struggling with salary negotiation?
I've had experience negotiating. And I also had experience where I did not negotiate, and that was the worst feeling ever because I felt like I slighted myself, and I felt like I did not advocate for myself, and it was truly a disservice because it was always in the back of my head. Maybe if I would have asked, I could have got, you know, the woulda, shoulda, couldas. So I learned from that. That was like one of my first jobs. I learned from that, and I always said going forward, you know, I'm always going to ask, I'm always going to advocate for myself and how important it is. I believe the only thing that's going to assist with getting the wages is more pay transparency. You know, we're taught, don't discuss your pay, don't say, but how will we know? How can we help others if we don't discuss that? I was so happy with California when they inducted where they have to give the salary ranges. I feel like we have to make that a federal law. That's the only way that we're going to help. You know, you go on five or six interviews, and by the time you get to the sixth interview, they're only trying to offer you $8 an hour. Just like, seriously? So we have to advocate for ourselves. And when the last time I did not negotiate my salary, the next person who got the job, I made sure I told them, hey, I'm pay transparency. This is how much I was making. This is how much you need to ask for, because they have it. And it actually helped that social worker. And that made me feel better, even though I was not getting paid, you know, what I should in order to help the next social worker. Hey, it was worth it.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you did that because, you know, I've been doing this 24 years and a couple of my experiences have been, I didn't advocate. And then when I've left, the social worker who took my job, and usually it took two or three people to cover what I was doing, they made significantly more than I did. And I remember feeling kind of a little bitter about that. And so to hear you say, instead of having that kind of energy, you're like, no, let me tell you what I was making, and this is what I know you should be making. And then encouraging her. Two things with that, Tierra. One, well, two questions I'll say. First question is, moving forward, was there any fear or angst with you then participating or doing the salary negotiating with future jobs? And then two, did that help her alleviate any fear or angst that she might have been experiencing because you did empower her to do the salary negotiation?
Initially, earlier in my career, there was a lot of anxiety, but the more I put into it, the more I grew and the more self-esteem I had with this my position as being a social worker, I knew my worth. I had to learn that. So it was not, it was easier to say, hey, well, just figuring out how to say it, but it kind of came off the tongue. Well, that sounds good, but I think this would be more what I'm looking for. The whole script is in my head now. Like before you even offer me, or I have the letters already typed up on my computer. But yeah, I was able to assist that person with negotiating. I, gave them the template that I use. Hey, this is what I use. You may not want to use the exact same thing, but this is how it looks, and go from there. And it did empower them, and they got what they were looking for. So
And that diminishes burnout, right?
yeah.
Yeah, for both the one coming after you and then even for yourself. I love that so much. Can you speak to the template? Was it a template you found online? Did you create the template? And do you remember some of the jargon that was in it just to help our social work audience?
It was a template I found online, actually, on TikTok, because that's my new thing. It was one person I followed, and that was one thing that they, included, some of the things that they included, and I kind of utilized that with some additional things and, accolades. Hey, this is why I feel like I deserve this by, A, B, and C, and this is my counter. Where can you meet me? And that's how we, the negotiation process starts.
Did you do these negotiations? The whole point is to kind of educate social workers who are taking their first pay. I tell folks don't do that now. I'm glad to hear that even if it was more than what you were going to ask for, still participate in salary negotiation, right? Even if it was more than what you were anticipating. So what I'm hearing you say though, Tiara, is you already either have a letter typed up and or you have the script in your head of what you're going to say. Is this during the interview process or is this once you get the job offer? How has that process been for you?
It has been during the job offer. So if the representative, the supervisor, or HR, typically HR gives you a call and say, hey, we would like to extend the offer. They'll send an official offer letter, or they'll give a amount on the phone and say, okay, once they send the offer letter, I'll have my response. This is what I proposed. This is what I was looking for. Even if it's more than what I initially wanted, I'm still going to ask. We have that. I believe when I was researching, it's like a 10 to 12% margin you can go up to. So I meet in those guidelines. This is what I'm asking for. And then they'll come back and say, either I can or I can counter, and or I can meet you. And I had that experience, and I was like, oh, it worked. Or if it didn't, hey, well, can we look at this? Well, maybe I can get some additional time off, or maybe I can get, a bonus. And that's what happened with one of my jobs. They couldn't meet me with my salary range, but the bonus kind of compensated. So, hey, always ask. It can be your schedule. It can be so many negotiations. But one thing I will say that you have to do, get it in writing. Just like documentation, you don't document, it doesn't happen. With those salary negotiation, if it's not in writing, it does not happen. Make sure it's on your offer letter.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought up the fringe benefits portion too, because when you came on the podcast last year, we talked a little bit about this, that sometimes it's not always about the money, right? The bottom line, it could potentially be about the fringe benefits. And those fringe benefits could include what additional days off to include mental health days, right? Or if you have small children, I know you do with your girls, being able to get off at a reasonable time in order to be able to get them to and from school could be a fringe benefit. I even think for those who are in supervision, having the agency pay for your supervision is a fringe benefit because that could be costly for some social workers.
I said student loan repayments. It's so many.
Yes. And so I think as you are even creating that template, if they're not able to meet the number that you have, What are, especially if this is a job that you really, really want to have, what are some of the fringe benefits that you're willing to say, well, since you can't meet the number, these are some of the other things that I would be interested in. I even think here are just thinking about that. Go ahead and say that anyway, right? If that's something that you need, just go ahead and say those fringe benefits anyway, because again, part of what we're trying to do is diminish burnout.
Especially like nonprofits. Sometimes, they have a gap because it is like a grant, sponsored position. But that's when you're able to negotiate. Well, you typically they can pay for like health care or, additional time off, the wellness time or things like that. That's when you can really negotiate those things. More money for mileage, things like that. Cell phone
Absolutely.
reimbursements, all those things. So yeah.
Yes. Oh, I love the cell phone reimbursement because when I was back in the streets in them so short streets, we used to have a separate cell phone. I know now you have to use your own personal phone. And so pay me a third or half of the percentage of what I'm paying for my phone bill. I love that. That was such a great idea. Just write down what the fringe benefits are that would be beneficial to you, especially if, but even in addition to the salary negotiation. So be prepared. Don't just go in there blind. One last question in regards to salary negotiation I have for you, Tierra. Has there been a time where you were participating in the salary negotiation and they just flat out said no, and this was a job that you wanted or didn't want, and how did you respond or react to that?
I had that happen before and I declined.
I wanted to hear that. Yeah, because we want to be in places that aren't just tolerating us, but valuing us. Right. So when that does happen, we got to know that that might not be the job that we're supposed to be at then. Right. Good. Tierra, as the NASW has shared in its press release and proclamation for Social Work Month, social work is one of the fastest growing professions in the United States. And we are on the front line for some of the toughest crises this nation has faced. Can you give me an example or examples of your frontline experiences? And what advice would you give to social workers entering the field over the next few years?
Oh, just saying the word crises, the first thing that came to my mind was the pandemic. Being a social worker during the pandemic, definitely frontline, in so many capacities. Particularly, I was doing in-home therapy, so we started doing more virtual therapy, but it was just a different type of therapy because you had so much isolation. So the suicide ideation, it's just the, so many different things that we had to process with individuals and just to be more comforting, just showing up like there was no option. Virtually, you had to be there. Also, I was working in the healthcare field. That didn't stop. People were still sick. You still had to go there. And trying to assist with resources when everything is shut down, you had to think outside the box. So definitely, we're always on the front line. Just think about discharge planning within a pandemic. You have so overpopulated hospitals, and you're trying to obtain these resources that you don't have, and transfer and all these different things. That was when I really learned the true meaning of pivoting. Because you have to, if this didn't work, you have to go this way. If this didn't, we just had to, but we had to show up because it was necessary. There was not a choice. So we were on the front line and we still are. I think that showcased how much social workers were on the front line in so many fields. I think that really, really brought a name to social work.
And maybe now why it's one of the fastest growing professions in the nation. Yeah. I want to thank you for the work you did during the pandemic. You know, that was tough. None of us were separate from the pandemic. Not only were your clients dealing and going through it and you had to show up for them, but you also were going through the pandemic as well. And if no one's ever said thank you, I want to just thank you for the work that you did in the medical field during the pandemic. What advice would you give social workers coming into the field in the next few years?
I would say Don't be afraid. And that can mean so many different things. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to, again, when we talk about pay transparency, don't be afraid to negotiate your salary. Don't be afraid. That's the biggest thing, you know, to break any stigma, to be the social worker that you need to be. It can be, you know, coming in, it can be uneasy because it's like, oh, I never did this, but it's a lot of things that we've never done before, but that's the only way we learn. So don't be afraid. That's my biggest thing. Don't be afraid.
I love that. And I love, you know, one of the other, Brittany, in a previous podcast, when we were talking about the Social Work Month theme, she mentioned pay transparency. The fact that she asked social workers who have been at the agency or organization and or agencies like that, she will go and ask them what they are making. And the fact that you offered it, but also just kind of want to encourage people, we should be offering, hey, this is what I've made and this is what I know to be true about the salary baseline here. And then even as you're moving into new agencies and organizations, don't be afraid to ask the social workers before you what they made so that you can be better prepared for your salary negotiation. I love that. That was really good. Tiara, you are going to be an LICSW the next year or so. Congratulations.
Hey.
That is, yes, that is the highest license recognized by this profession. With this license comes an energy of leadership. How do you see yourself as an agent of change within the profession, and what changes would you like to see happen in social work?
Just social workers uplifting, continually uplifting other social workers, breaking through those stigmas, more mentoring, just all the new social workers entering, don't scare them away, you know, empower them. You cannot over empower someone. So just always, you know, being a teacher, and being able to be taught, you know, never stop learning. I have my niece's actually a senior in high school, and she is majoring in social work when she goes to college this fall, and that just made my little heart shine. She stayed with me during the summer of the pandemic, and she actually saw, you know, me working in and out, and she said that inspired her to be a social worker. So I was like, oh. So just being that, you know, change agent always.
That is the highest honor, isn't it? When one of your babies, you know, one of your babies becomes a social worker, that is one of the highest honors. Yeah, so that's so good. Good. Tiara, thank you so much for coming on the Goddesses of Social Work podcast. I loved this discussion today. I hope that people leave this space today feeling empowered to go ahead and ask for more money. Ask for more money.
And we have to buy, you know, we have to pay for our time. So whether that's the money or that's more, you know, benefits, we earned it.
Yes, absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Thanks, Tiara.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Goddesses of Social Work podcast. We are glad you were here. If you like this episode, please come back to hear more stories of the journeys through social work, and please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify. See you next time here on the Goddesses of Social Work podcast.